Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. I do believe it has, I think it's been that all the way along, but it just seems like I need to add that to the opening. Let's go quickly to the Lord in prayer this morning. Remember what you're supposed to be praying for. I hope this isn't getting just, you know, okay, we're doing this, we can get through this. I hope that you're actually praying with me each morning, and I, you know, that's not enough. We need to pray extra. So keep this country, this nation, this world in your prayers, as well as your community and your loved ones. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the many blessings you have given us and the lessons that you teach us in our trials, how you make us stronger, like when the wind blows the trees and they become stronger. When the rain waters the flowers, the storms have to come in our lives to bring us through and make us stronger. We thank you for that. And that's tough because sometimes those storms are very painful. We thank you for being the loving God that you are and for your saving grace. And Father, we need you right now. We need you always, but right now in this pandemic, in this time of uncertainty, so many have lost jobs. So many have had trials that go beyond what I can even fathom. Loss of loved ones, whether from the pandemic or something outside the pandemic, and yet the pandemic has kept them from hugs of the loved ones, from being with them. I just ask for your comfort upon this land. I ask that your protection be a part of that, that you will protect our president and our vice president. You will guide them, put before them wise and godly counsel. There are many around them, scientists and the like, with all kinds of charts and numbers, telling them this and that. May they have the gift of discernment to sift through it all and to see what truly matters. It's a tough place to be. I ask that you protect them from the evil one and for those that hate them so much, and that you all give them boldness and strength to carry on. Do the same for us, Father. May we be a bold people that can carry on, that can do your will, that can be your beacon of hope and light in a world that is full of darkness. These times, Father, they are tough times. But life in and of itself is tough many, many times. It is for such a time as this that we look to you for our strength and for our rescue. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The common denominator, if you remember that term from the old math classes, right? Common denominator is a shared multiple of the denominators of several fractions. It also can be a feature shared by all members of a group, the common denominator. Now, I've said many times, in all the troubles that we have, and that was way before a pandemic, there's always a common denominator. Always a common denominator. Well, what is the common denominator in our pandemic days? After all, we're all in this together, right? Jobs. That's a huge one. The job losses. I don't remember what the count is now, but it's millions of people that have lost their jobs. And that means millions of people have lost their businesses. The common denominator? Maybe it's the missing toilet paper. No, that's not that important, is it? Most importantly, it is food. It has always been food. Food is the common denominator. While we might be a nation divided, there is always that common denominator, that need in our lives, food. Yep, Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a liberal, a socialist, a Republican, an independent, all races, both genders, blondes, brunettes, redheads, bald people, hairy people, farmers, factory workers, mothers, children, fathers, money changers, bankers, nurses, secretaries, doctors, teachers, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, truck drivers, all people. They all need food. Now, they might like different kinds of food. Some of them may be swaying away from meat, and we're going to talk about meat today, but it's not just the meats. It's food in general. Food is one of the most predominant common denominators in any society. The pandemic is causing a great deal of harm to all industries. It's not a trickle anymore. It's gushing. It's gushing away life, liberty. When the government threatens to shut down, or actually does shut down, for just even a couple of weeks, America, we're not pistol whipped. Doesn't bother us at all. We're okay. Even the ones who work for the government, you know, they know that check's coming later. They're nobody's hurt. Just everybody's on hold. That's it. It's just like on hold or listening to the elevator music. But when Americans are forced to shut down, this nation goes into a spiral downfall quickly and rapidly. So, tell me, who's essential? The American workers, the American producers, the American consumers, not those elected who believe themselves to be above the laws, the ones they write, or the orders that they edict. Now, in the midst of a pandemic storm, Americans are suffering. Our businesses are hurting. The workers and the employees are hurting. And we're reaping the bad decisions of our elected officials. I wondered way back, why did they all hate candidate Trump so viciously? And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't believe that revelation came from any wisdom of Beth. I believe the Lord was the one showing it to me. Trade and immigration. Those were the two topics that he was driving home that were a huge drawback, hurting America, hurting Americans. And you see the politicians, those D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, they have been cutting deals, and they did. Now in the time for Americans to fight back, it is time to fight back. Demand that the elected get back to taking care of all of Americans first. Putting America first. Hush up this silly talk about nationalism being a bad thing. Oh, good grief. The free nations of the world. This is a quote from yesterday from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The free nations of the world are starting to understand China doesn't share those democratic values we hold dear, or the economic interests. And that this matters to the entire world. When we look at a certain legislation and trade policies of our own elected officials that they have made, I believe, especially in this pandemic, Americans, workers and consumers, business owners, can finally understand they, the elected, are not looking out for our best interests economically, nor for the independence and safety of all Americans. Locking us up in our homes for our safety and wrecking our economy, that's one thing. But it has made it worse. It has been made worse by their idiotic, unpatriotic trade decisions, as we now realize we are dependent on other nations for vital things in our lives, like medical supplies, medicines, and food. My guest today, he'll be joining us after the break, is our Texas and Colorado rancher, Shad Sullivan. And when we return, it'll be Shad and Beth, or Beth and Shad. And we will be right back.